Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
For the believer in today's world, we need to realize that we live in a world that is spiritually dark. That's why the Bible tells us to keep the commandments of the Lord. We need to walk in God's ways, because this world, it will lead you straight to destruction. In this world, godly morals are out the window. Sin is normalized, it's accepted, and it's openly paraded for all to see. Pleasure and selfish gain is the primary spirit that determines a lot of people's actions. So, as we live in such a world, how can you and I walk with the Lord? How can we walk with Him in habitual fellowship? How can we walk with Him in obedience? Well, I believe that two cannot walk together if they are going in two different directions. So, in order for us to truly walk with the Lord, we need to turn our backs on the world and all that it has to offer and choose Jesus Christ. We need to reject what is accepted and loved by the world and choose Jesus.
Have you ever heard the expression, life is a journey? I believe it is. Life is a journey. And in this journey of life, there are a number of factors that influence how far you go and where you end up. The same is true for our Christian lives. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Reading between the lines, this tells me that this life as a Christian is a journey. So, how do you know if you're on the right road? How do you know that you're heading in the right direction when it comes to this journey as a Christian? And this isn't a simple question to answer, because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 to 23, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. This says to me that many people will think they are heading in the right direction, but they will be greatly mistaken. Many will think that they are on the right road when, in fact, they couldn't be further from the truth. So I'll ask once again, how do you know you are heading in the right direction concerning your relationship with Jesus Christ?
Two can't walk together unless they agree. I could even go as far as saying two cannot walk together unless one leads and one submits. So think of it like this. You will never have two CEOs for a single company. You won't have two captains for a single team or two presidents for a single country. Only one can lead. And this is the same in our relationship with the Lord. Only He can lead, and we are to submit and follow His ways, His commands, and His word. If we try to lead, then we fall into rebellion, we fall into sin, and into disagreement with the Lord. Are you walking in habitual fellowship with God? Are you walking in reverent fear and obedience to God? The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8, verse 6, so you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in His ways and by fearing Him. Saints, turn away from the world and turn to Jesus. Turn away from sin and turn
live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull, Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern. Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
To the Word of God. Make a decision to follow Jesus Christ and walk in obedience to the Lord's commands and to His ways.
The sad thing is that a lot of people wouldn't even recognize the signs that tell them they are heading in the wrong direction. Well, let me tell you what some of the signs look like when you're on the wrong path. One clear sign can be found in Romans chapter 1, verse 24. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves. Society at this time was filled with people who wanted to live around a hedonistic philosophy. These people only lived to gratify themselves. There was no self-control. They lived in corruption, and the Bible says God gave them up to the lusts of their hearts to impurity. So be careful, because when you find that you can freely sin with no conviction, no struggle, no remorse or guilt, then you are on a path that leads to eternal damnation. Be careful not to venture in this direction, because God can lift off His restraining hand and you have full expression of your sinful and shameful desires. So let me warn you. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 20 says, "I walk in the way of righteousness, in the paths of justice." If you walk in any other way that's not righteousness, that's not in God's word, you are on a dangerous road. Any path that is against the teachings of Jesus Christ is the wrong road. So make sure the path you walk on is in alignment to the Word of God. Make sure that the path you walk on is within the will of God. Any path that is not producing the fruits of the Spirit in your life, as stated in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, that path is not worth walking on. The Bible says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." So be warned. Man's way ends in despair, but God's way never ends. It simply takes you to a destination where the Lord will wipe away every tear from your eyes. A place where death will be no more. Grief, crying, and pain will be no more. Man's way leads to destruction, but God's way leads to eternal life. Man's way is not profitable for your soul, but God's way will see you enjoy treasures in heaven. So be aware. What direction are you heading in?
Christ demands that we come to Him with a willingness to leave all that is in this world. He demands that we be all for Him. Anything less than total commitment to the Lord is not acceptable. Anything less than your full devotion to Him will not be acceptable. So as you go about your daily life, put God first. Turn your back on the world. Turn your back on sin. And walk in habitual fellowship with Jesus Christ. Let your walk be on that, in obedience to the Lord.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.